Parents, welcome to another episode of The Journey, a podcast intended to educate, equip, and entertain you as we talk about important issues facing our families. PCA is a Christ-centered, biblically-based, and family-focused community of committed believers doing life together. We hope the information you hear on this podcast informs and inspires you to be a better parent. Welcome to The Journey.
All right, parents, welcome back to The Journey. This is Dan Panetti. I've got a great group of people from the Prestonwood Pregnancy Center. I'm thrilled you guys are taking some time to talk to our parents and let us know a little bit more about not only what you do and the important work, but how our parents can get involved, right? So we want to make sure that we don't just talk about all the great things that are happening, but we want to make sure that our parents say, oh, and here's where I can connect, get involved, give, support, all the different things. So you guys are fantastic because each of you kind of has a different area, right, of the wall here. So let's just start with introductions and let's find out a little bit more about you guys so our parents know who you are. So we're going to go left to right. For those who are on video, you can see. For those who are listening, right, you just have to pay attention. So, Alana, help us out. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do here at the Pregnancy Center.
Okay, so I am Alana Campbell, and I am the Director of Client Services here at Prestonwood Pregnancy Center. So I oversee volunteer management, counseling services, volunteers, working with our clients, and resource management.
Okay. Fantastic. How long have you been doing that?
I have been here almost 3 years.
Awesome. Very good. Whitney?
Well, she also left out she's one of our incredible counselors. Oh, yeah. She left that part out.
Any other incredible things about Alana that we need to make sure?
There's so many.
She's a, let's just put it this way, a bad self-promoter.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's have a little bit. So she's one of our counselors.
Yes.
So what means when a individual walks in?
Yes.
Right? And they're looking for information, resources, help, right? There might be in a crisis pregnancy, right? Then Alana is one of the ladies who's going to sit down and speak to that individual and give them, right, resources, help, information, all the different things.
Yes.
So super, super important to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep. Well, I'm Whitney Freeman. I am the director of nursing here. I've been here. This is my 9th year here. And so anything that has to do with medical services I handle. So I manage all of the nurses and sonographers that are on staff here, also do the medical volunteers that we have, all of the pregnancy tests, STD testing, sonograms, anything that has to do with medical.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I know we have mobile units as well.
Yes.
So do our nurses go with those mobile units?
We do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we do. So we are the people that staff them, drive them, do everything. So everything we can do.
Wait, did you say drive them?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. We literally do everything.
There's
we gas them up, we drive them.
Yes.
Okay.
We can do everything. Everything.
Yeah. Change the oil.
Yeah. There's nothing more empowering than being a little, like you pass these big truck drivers and they're you see this double take because they're like, wow, not what they're expecting.
Yeah, because it's big. 36 feet long.
Yeah.
I think it's like 1 pound under what you need a special license to drive, right?
Well, it literally is it's a mobile medical facility.
Yes.
When a person walks in there, you have, right, sonograms and all sorts of different medical things that
everything
you need.
That we can do
Which
here
is
in this building, we can do on the mobile unit.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so cool. How many mobile units do we have?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing. We need more than one.
There you go.
Right?
Absolutely.
Seriously. We need more than one. So what does it cost to get another one? We need some parents to step up and we need to provide another one. Right? We can have a little PCA Lion sticker on the side. Right?
There you go.
Provided by PCA Lion parents.
Yeah. Love it. If $400,000.
Yes. Good. So. Okay. Then we need two.
Yeah.
Two more. Okay,
yeah.
I like it. See, now we got a goal.
Yeah.
I love it. Very good. Whitney, thank you.
Yes.
Leanne?
Well, I'm just fortunate to get to sit beside these incredible people because I have the role here of executive director. And that means I get to watch the Lord call people like Alana and Whitney and Dalton to the roles that they have at the center. And they're being very humble. There have, I don't know how many thousands of lives have been saved through the Lord working through these that are sitting around this table. Yeah. So I guess I have the privilege of getting to watch the Lord work absolute miracles every single day here at the center.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love it. How long have you been here?
Yeah, I'm going on, I guess it's going 10th year. Is mm-hmm. that right? Yeah. 10 amazing.
So straight out of high school. It's amazing how you just.
Right, Dalton? Right?
Is that, that's, yes. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
Now, what was your background before you came here though?
Yeah, so I'd been, most of my career, I've been in women's ministry.
Okay.
So, yeah, and have been on staff at Prestonwood when Pastor asked me to step into the role here at the center almost a decade ago.
Yeah. Now, the pregnancy center itself is, I'm going to take a guess, is it like something like 30-something years that it's been going on? 33, 37?
Oh, gosh, 1991, so
somebody's got to do math now?
Yeah, okay, I think it's around 33 years. 33 maybe years. Going in our 34th year this year, yeah.
Which is amazing. And a lot has changed.
Oh, my gosh.
In that 33 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The biggest being, right, that Roe versus Wade was overturned, right? Yes. The Dobbs decision gave that right back to the states. Yes. And so now, even though your work is still, right, I mean, boots on the ground, right, ministering mm-hmm. to people, it's important in another way, right, mm-hmm. because a lot of the issue of each state kind of looking at what do we want to do? It's no longer a federal issue that they've mm-hmm. taken, but each state now gets to determine those things. And so,
right. I think a lot of people thought that the overturning of Roe v. Wade made abortion illegal. What it did was it sent it back to the state level. Now, in Texas, we had a trigger law that went into effect that did indeed make abortion illegal in our state. I think all of us here would tell you it may be illegal. It is far from unattainable or even, more importantly, unthinkable.
Yeah.
And so we continue. Someone called me up right after Roe v. Wade, a donor, and said, I just want to know, like, what's next for you?
And
I was like,
going out of business.
Not a beach chair, sir, not a beach chair. No, but, like, quite truthfully, mm-hmm. I think that there was some thought. And honestly, those of us in the pregnancy center movement didn't quite know what to expect post-Roe.
Right.
What would be the outcome or the effect on Texas women. But I will say we got busier. Mm-hmm. And if you ask me how much things have changed over the years, I know that when Whitney and I started almost 10 years ago, we were probably seeing around 2,700 client visits a year. And this past year, we saw over 31,000 mm-hmm. client visits here at the center. So 31,000 mm-hmm. client 31,000? Visits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
From 2,700.
Yeah, right. In just a decade.
Yeah.
The growth has been incredible. Wow. And I say all the time, it's bittersweet. Yeah. I wish we weren't needed, but I'm so grateful. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to go back to the days of the 2,700 because that's all you needed?
Yes.
But I'm so glad that you guys have grown.
I'm so thankful they're finding us.
And can and can get to as many people that need this as possible. So
because with that, I mean, when they come, 86% of them choose life.
That's
amazing. And so that speaks again to just the Lord working through,
amen,
through these guys.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, Dalton,
you're the odd duck at the table,
well,
right?
Well, no, but I think a lot of people think that abortion, and this is something that the world has really, really, really pushed hard, right? I mean, because of Roe, that this is a woman's decision. A man has no place in this particular issue. Mm-hmm. Men can't speak into this issue, right? You're a man who's here volunteering, right, and actually coordinating the whole men's part of this, right? So what does that look like? What does that mean?
Well, I know it's unusual to have a dude in a center like this. Believe me, that's not lost on me. And a lot of our advocates that come in and want to do this, that's the first thing. They say, I had no idea there was a men's program.
Yes.
And everything you just described, most of the people that are pregnant will share with the boyfriends very quickly in the process. And so he has a major voice. And so one of the things we try to do is to, in some cases, give him a voice. For example, we're meeting with a client, and he'll say, she's thinking about doing this, that, or the other. And I say, if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen really soon. She's going to look at you and say, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, well, you know, and oftentimes they'll try to kick the decision back over to the lady. Same thing that happens in my house every night at dinner. Hey, what do you want? I don't care. Whatever you want, right? So we try to get them to understand that they have a major stake in this, of course, and to speak what's on their mind and just be honest and straightforward.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the difference between it's your decision, whatever you want, versus how can I help you, how can I support you, right? Let's do this together. For a woman, right, to say, oh, it's my decision, I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, that's tough, right? But to have an individual come alongside and say, hey, we're in this together. Whatever you choose, we're in it together.
And then if dad looks back at her and says, what you just described, the weight of the world's on her shoulders, and she looks at you, what do you want to do? I don't care. What do you want to do? Like, what does that feel like from her? Does that feel like support? Well, she's got to make her decision. I'm going to support whatever. Like, that's not what I ask you. What do you want to do?
Yes.
And it's interesting, in this season of service that I've had, I'm seeing more and more men are saying, well, you know, actually, I think that I'd like to, you know, we could do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you told her that? No, I haven't told her. Like, bro, you need to speak up. Yep. Let her know what you think.
You have a voice. Yeah, and a responsibility, an opportunity. So that's really neat. How did you get involved then?
So I was at home. I was a classroom teacher for 14 years, and then I was in the business world and got to a place in life where I had a lot of freedom. The Lord blessed us. We were able to do more service. Mm-hmm. And so as I was doing service, I was kind of bouncing around, and I really just wanted something I could sink my teeth into. And so as I do, I just put God in a box and said, I need landing lights, something, signs. And so pretty much that same night, Leanne sent out a thing to all the volunteer, or to all the people in the network, that said something to the effect of, dads need love too. We have all these men coming in and so on. My wife nudged me and she's like, that's your jam. I was like, yeah, that's my jam. But, you know, when God shows up like that, it always catches me off guard.
Yep.
And so I came in, talked to her, and one thing led to another, and it's been a really good journey.
That's amazing. I love it. I think that's a great story. And I think, you know, as our parents are listening, I think that's the concept, right? Is asking, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Because I think God has a way of answering those, you know, prayer requests, right? Of like, oh, well, if you want to know what I want you to do, I think a lot of parents have that fear, though, of like, wait, you know, is God asking me to do something outside my comfort zone? And the reality is a lot of times God's already provided for you, right? You just need an avenue to funnel, right, those blessings that he's given you. You've got some time. You've got some resources. You've got some energy, right? You've got some wisdom. I mean, it's like, where are you using those to advance the kingdom? And the pregnancy center is an incredible place to do it. I mean, how awesome. So, Alana, what's your story? How did you find out about the pregnancy center?
So I found out about 19 years ago when I was actually in an unplanned pregnancy with my oldest son. So I came as a client and got the resources that I needed. Someone prayed for me, talked to me about my options, and I chose life. So years down the road, I went back to school, got my counseling degree, and there was an opening here at the pregnancy center, and I felt like the Lord was calling
me. It's a full circle thing, isn't it?
Full circle.
I like that. Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So there was a spot for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was about 19 years ago?
About. So he, literally, actually,
Man, they grow up fast, don't they?
They do grow up fast.
It's amazing.
So that's kind of how I ended up back here. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Now, Whitney, the nursing, right? When I walked in here, I thought it was kind of interesting because we have some PCA alumni that are on your staff as nurses.
Yes.
And I saw some PCA alumni parents volunteering in the back.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different people on staff or volunteering that are connected with, right, our school and institution that have come on. So if somebody wanted to volunteer, right, from a nurse, like they have that medical background, right, what are things that they could do to connect with the pregnancy center?
Yeah. So for us, you know, we try to give ministry away as much as possible, and so that the staff can do the things that only staff can do.
Okay.
And so one of those things is running a pregnancy test. It's so simple. And so we have a lot of people who just want to still use their skills either as a nurse or, you know, they've been a medical assistant or a nurse's aide, something. And they just want to use their skills, but want to be able to serve as well. And so we bring them in, train them to do pregnancy tests. They get to do some different education because you never go in and ask somebody if they have any questions and they say no, because everybody always has questions. And so So they get to do some education and spend that time. But we've also had nurses that are able to just share their stories, because everybody that's here has a story. Yep. And it may not be an unplanned pregnancy, but they have a story. And to be able to use that to help somebody who is in a crisis is yep. great. But then also just getting to be Jesus to them and love them and meet those needs that they're coming for. And meet the needs they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, yeah. But you, I mean, from a medical facility concept, right, you have people who can come in here and just volunteer and give a few hours a week.
That's it.
You don't have to, I mean, you're not looking for somebody to come on full time.
No, like so. 4 hours a week is so we do different shifts. Uh-huh. And so we just ask that you do 4 hours a week. And for nursing or the medical piece of it, we know if, especially if people are still working, mm-hmm. that a nurse's schedule is usually not the same every single week.
Right.
We don't work 8 to 5. And so we don't sometimes have set shifts for them. It's just they can volunteer when they're available. Cool. So it may be Tuesday 1 week. It may be Friday the next week. But they're so great. We send out weekly updates and say, hey, these are our needs this week. And they just show up, yeah. which is amazing.
Which is so neat.
Yeah.
Leanne, we're in the Richardson location, mm-hmm. But there are hopes and plans for another location, right? An actual physical, not just the mobile and the actual two units we're going to provide, but the Fort Worth location.
Right.
Bring us up to speed on that.
And we also have a South location.
Okay, South Dallas.
South Dallas, okay. Yes. So, yeah, I first want to tag on to something Whitney said, too, because I think that you might also have medical doctors listening. And mm-hmm. one of the needs we have, when I said we have 31,000-plus client visits, and we're almost at, I mean, halfway through February, I think we're at 5,000 this year so far. If there are medical doctors out there that can read ultrasounds, we have a team. We need a team, but it is an easy way to give back to right. the center as mm-hmm. well. So Fort Worth, so excited. We are moving to Fort Worth, or adding a location in Fort Worth. What I'm really excited about is first of all, the space, it's like the Lord just handed us a present and said, dream big for me, because the space has so much potential for us to continue to grow mm-hmm. and evolve the ministry as the needs of our community continue to grow and evolve. But it's also right near the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Okay.
And one of the things we're also excited about is the partnership that's going to take place with the seminary and their students. Mm-hmm. Their students are going to be able to come serve with us, get hours with us, and learn more as they work on what does that look like as a seminary to deploy people in compassion ministries
sure.
like a pregnancy center.
Yes.
So I really think it's us coming together and looking at the future of ministry in our community, of a mission field, because we really are a mission field
mm-hmm.
that is it right in the middle of our communities all around this nation. What does it look like to raise up the next Whitney or Alana or Dalton mm-hmm. or Leanne to be sitting and helping run these centers?
Yeah. So. That's so neat. I mm-hmm. love it. That's going to be great.
Yes, very excited.
Yeah, so we need to be praying about that, because
yes,
you still got some issues yeah. with the city and some different
things. Yeah, we're in the permitting point, looking at permitting and parking and the location.
All the P's.
All the P's.
And pizza
yeah.
and whatever.
Yeah. yeah. Thank you that we have the Lord on our side. But our hope is that pretty quickly here we're going to start renovations. It's not even going to have to be extensive renovations, mm-hmm. and that we'll be up and operational in 2024 is really our hope and our prayer.
That's awesome.
Interestingly enough, like when we did the study and looked at where our clients were coming from, we were shocked how many were coming from that Tarrant County area. And just had a young woman in the center the other day who had chosen life. She's now nearing the end of her pregnancy, but she was needing a lot of help. Like so many of our clients do, we're not pro-birth here. We are pro-life, mm-hmm. and we're pro-her. Mm-hmm. And so our goal when anyone comes into our center is that they get to know Jesus and just the transformational power he is, and be mm-hmm. able to mm-hmm. facilitate and give them the tools that they need. But it's hard when you're living so far away to be able to continue to build that community or that relationship with her. And so she had come to us, she chose life, and in the conversation, when she was needing additional resources, one of the staff said to her, if we were closer, would you be, you know, even using us to a greater degree? And she said yes. And she said, well, you just wait, because we're coming to Fort Worth. So that was just confirmation for us that we need to be in the Fort Worth area.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys provide classes for parents, right? And so, you know, that's something that I'm looking at doing, which is kind of fun and interesting, right? But that's something that our parents can actually look at saying, hey, how can I help, you know, kind of the pregnancy center? There's so many different ways to get involved, which I love. And a lot of them are actually on your website. You kind of have a whole list of different, you know, things. You go there, you kind of plug in, you kind of like, hey, these are the things I want to be interested in and serve. But I know that classes is kind of an interesting thing, because as you have parents kind of going through those issues of, you know, they need to know about, you know, how to raise, you know, the kids and all the different things. And so you guys use those classes to kind of, you know, if you want to shop in the store and do different things like that, here's some classes that you need to take so that you have access to those things. So it's a way of kind of incentivizing them to learn more as they go through. So having more parents coming in who can help with those things is kind of a big deal for you guys as well.
Absolutely.
Huge.
So I love it. Dalton, let me ask you a question. How has being here kind of changed how you raise your own kids? Like, are there are the conversations at home different because of the things that you see and experience here?
I have three children, two daughters and a son, and my daughters for sure are very interested in like what goes on here and what happens. My oldest daughter's 17. These are conversations that come up. I don't raise them, but she'll ask. So like, you know, why were they thinking this? What were they going through? And all the particulars there. And she's got a real heart for the Lord. So it's been very interesting and encouraging to have those conversations. In other words, as a parent myself, at some point, you've got to let the princess out of the castle.
Yeah.
And so if I just protect her and put a bubble around her and wrap her in bubble wrap before she leaves, I'm not doing a great job of equipping her for the world. But then again, I was the enemy of God until I was 24 years old. So I didn't want her to grow up with that either. There's times when it's age appropriate to share, you know, some of the scars that we have, and I got plenty.
Yeah.
So those have been good teaching moments. In other words, be smarter than I was. But yes, just going home and having these conversations and having them understand that there's a lot of hurt out there and a lot of people that are in difficult situations, confused, and there's people that have a desire to help.
Yeah. Yeah. Alana, when you're doing counseling, right, when you're sitting with a young lady, what are the kind of the main issues that they're wrestling with and struggling with?
Wow. So there's so many. So it could start out as like an unplanned pregnancy, but then getting deeper into that relationship and building that rapport with them, it comes out maybe they're struggling with domestic violence, substance abuse, trauma, childhood trauma, you know, and sometimes it is just questioning, like, what to do with the pregnancy or, you know, maybe no support from father or baby. So it's really a wide range of issues that they present with. And it's been really humbling and, I guess, cool, for lack of a better word, that they may it may start out as, hey, we came in here for a pregnancy test, but then we're able to counsel them through maybe a lifetime of things that have been unresolved and they haven't had help for. So
let's talk ages here for a second. Do you see kids in high school?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll have kids who are 15, 16, 17 years old.
13,
14, 12. 15,
yeah, 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's to be pregnant and to be that age is a very difficult thing.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
You know, I'll step in just for a second and say that what we do isn't easy.
Yeah.
We don't want to make light of it. These are hard, difficult, sometimes traumatic situations. But it's amazing how the Lord will show up in the midst of it. And in our humanness, we don't completely can't wrap our head around the situation. But then the Lord, And so, I mean, I'm very thankful that we get to operate in an environment where that's our basis of truth and wisdom is Him.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you phrased it that way. One of the things I love about the Old Testament is how messy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you're looking at the chosen people of God, and you're like, oh my goodness, how many mistakes can they make? And over and over and over again. And they're families are just, you know, completely, you know, a mess. Mm-hmm. And you look at it and you go, well, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yet God continues to step in, right, and take the mess and make it into a message. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, the opportunity that you have here,
yeah,
right, is, I mean, this is the reality of being able to come in and, you know, present, you know, the gospel to people, mm-hmm, and yeah, a different way of doing life. And something that brings hope and healing to people who are in a tough situation, mm-hmm, right? And not, and again, not to, you know, minimize the situation, mm-hmm, right? It's, right, these are difficult situations that people find themselves in, and yet here you guys are meeting them at their need, mm-hmm, and then saying, here's the deal, we don't have to stay here, right? We can move forward, right? Right? And the power of God, we can actually, you know, transform lives and be at a different place 5 months, 5 years, 15 years later. Right. And I think that's one of the great things is to provide that hope to these individuals and say, yeah, things can be different. And we'll walk alongside you, right, as we go through this difficult time. Mm-hmm. So beautiful, beautiful time. When you counsel, I just want to ask this, what about the spiritual aspect, right? So do you get individuals who don't know anything about the Lord? Do you get people who are walking with the Lord? They just find themselves in a tough spot? You get all sorts
both.
Of? Okay.
Yeah. All sorts of, on the spectrum of spirituality and what they believe. It's really cool, though, working here because it is a Christ-centered place. So I feel supported and know that I can mention faith.
Yeah.
And I generally ask for permission, whether I'm in a pregnancy test appointment or a counseling appointment, like, hey, can I share with you what helps me through hard times? Or do you have a faith or a spiritual belief that you believe in or something that helps you? So I kind of enter that way, I think. So we're talking all kinds of different faiths. Some people maybe have religious trauma or church hurt or something like that we're trying to get over.
Good. Well, what else do our parents need to know? Because that's the one thing I know you're thinking, I wish he'd ask this, right? Why hasn't he asked me that, right? What else would you want our parents to know about the work that goes on at the Pregnancy Center?
I would say this. Regarding volunteers.
Yes.
Of course, I serve on the men's program, so our side is, you know, small compared to the women's side. We need women volunteers. And frankly, volunteers have a shelf life. They go through a season where it's great, and then things change and so on. So we're always amidst all of those changes in people's lives. So we could definitely use some more volunteers. Again, there's somebody out there, if you've got some time that you'd like to at least take a look and kick the tires, come on in and check it out.
Yep.
If it's for you, then great. If it's not, that's okay, too. There's other ways to serve. On the men's side, we've been very blessed. We have about over 30 men, mm-hmm, in our program. To my knowledge, I'm involved with a national group of guys that are in programs like this. I would say we are the largest. They'll ask things like, how many men do you have in your program? I'm like, we got 36. They're like, 36 clients? I'm like, no, we got 20,000 clients. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's phenomenal. It's amazing. Things are happening out there, and our prayer is that they would just, that the Lord would send our people here.
Yeah.
So in terms of the volunteering on the men's side, yes. And then you mentioned about the classes. For example, we're getting an increased number of men that are coming in that have jobs that are not great, or they're unemployed or trying to move up the food chain. And so we have some people that are very skilled business people that are helping. Ron Kelly in particular, he just met last week and shared some tips. But willing to sit down with somebody and just walk them through, for example, interview skills, how to put a resume together. We have a class on LinkedIn, things like this just to help. I mean, nobody helped me with any of those things when I was that age. And so just the ability to come in with some experience, kind of been there, done that, to be able to walk with them and share. And that's where a lot of our classes come in. So if there's people out there with various expertise in miscellaneous topics based on what we're describing, man, we can use you. There's people that would love that.
I love it. Now, donations as well, right? Because I mean, I just remember we had four kids and we went through, you know, 16,000 diapers a week or something like that. You guys still do that, right?
Yeah,
take donations for all the different things. I know there's a like an Amazon wish list page, which is so awesome. Thank you, Amazon, right? Uh-huh. Delivering, you know, 5 hours. So you can go on there and you can get, you know, cribs and you know, baby carriers, which, by the way, have those changed tremendously from when we had kids?
Everything
oh, my
changed.
Goodness. Yeah.
Everything.
But, yes. But they're, you know, people need them.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things is, you know, those are easy, simple, right? You get on there, you buy some of yeah. those things, you know, wet wipes and diapers, you know. It's like, yes, that constantly happens here. And I know you guys have volunteers that come in and help sort through all those things, mm-hmm. too. So, you know, there's so many different needs, which I love. Mm-hmm. And you said, you know, you go through seasons. Right. There's so many different needs and there's mm-hmm. so many different opportunities to serve and to minister and to give. And, you know, you could be meeting with a client or you can be sorting diapers and putting mm-hmm. things in, you know, different areas. And so there's a fit for everybody, mm-hmm. I think, is the great thing about the Pregnancy Center and the work that you do. As you said earlier, right, it's kind of like, you know, you wish you didn't have so many clients. But here's the deal. If you guys aren't meeting with them, then where's the alternative?
Yeah,
right? Yes. If they're not coming here to the Prestonwood Pregnancy Center.
Yeah.
Where are they going? And if right. they're not going, right, to a Christ-centered, right, life-focused and encouraging mm-hmm. place, they might be going to a place that's going to encourage them to get an abortion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a client probably last year about that. They were very abortion-minded, and we were going through our discussion. And at one point there, he said, well, you know, I just feel like, you know, you're trying to talk me into this direction. I said, well, you have three options. There's abortion, there's adoption, and parenting. I have been through all three of those. So I can explain that and talk to that with mm. authority. Mm. And so then we went into our conversation, and he's at the end of that, I said, the deal is we don't get paid anything. Everything we do here is for free. I'm a staff member, but I serve for free as well. So I said, you are not a profit center to us.
Yeah.
So you can bank on the fact that everything we're telling you is true. If you go across the street, somebody else, you are a profit center.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, oh. the things that we're telling you are true,
yeah.
and you can trust them. And so that's yeah. why we're here, just to support you and help you.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of, you know, maybe don't talk about that as much, but that's a reality, right? Abortion centers are making millions of dollars over mm-hmm. people getting pregnant, right? Young people getting pregnant, right? Because of, you know, you're having sex and you're getting pregnant, you're finding yourself in a crisis, and then there's an abortion center that's going to make millions of dollars over all
right.
off of all those kids who are getting pregnant. And
right across the street from
right.
Southwest Pregnancy Center down there was the surgical center of Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I've been going down there for, I guess, a couple of years, and I just assumed it was in the medical complex there somewhere. Anyways, I typed in my iPad, you know, it said 100 feet away. Like, whoa. Anyways, I was walking out to my car, and you just ever had that feeling like somebody's looking at you?
Yeah.
I turned over, and there was the sign, and it was just like, all right, I see you.
Uh-huh.
And just we've had some really good experiences with there was even an employee there that would send people across the street if someone was really distraught. We didn't ask any questions. They just came over.
Mm.
But to your point, when all this the decisions came down, I noticed that Planned Parenthood pretty much boarded up, and they left. So
mm-hmm.
if we're saying that, you know, there's not a profit in there, I mean—
That yeah. was evidence right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shut their
yeah.
doors.
Yeah, they're not there to help people. They're there to make money. And if they
no.
can't make money, they move on somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's so sad.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
the reality. That's
it's the narrative
sure.
yeah.
they've created, is that they're there for women's health and to that they're the ones that care. And yet, that was so evident to me too, Dalton, that as soon as Roe v. Wade was overturned in Texas, they all shut their doors and left.
Mm.
Because their profit center closed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here are pregnancy centers like ours still not just doing what we were doing, but expanding and trying to figure out the need. Like, you know, and we're not, as we said earlier, pro-birth. We do meet the needs. We'll walk
right.
with our clients as long as they need us to. We provide the education. We equip them. We're not enabling, but we're actually trying to teach them how to fish
yes.
over at the
yeah.
resource center.
And you know what? Can I say this? It's okay to be pro-birth.
Yeah.
I know we,
yeah.
you know, we get the bad rap of, you know, well, you're yeah. only worried about the woman until she gives birth. Well, here's the deal. You have to give birth first.
Yeah.
Right? Let's get the baby into the world before
But we're
we,
not disappearing
but,
at that
right,
point.
But you're not disappearing. And so
yeah.
we are pro-birth because, you know, life, if it begins at conception, we want to bring
yes.
that life
mm-hmm.
right into the world. And then, yes, we want to walk alongside the family and help them and be
well
the
said.
Best parents possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the deal. It starts with, right, that baby mm-hmm. being born.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was yeah. talking to somebody. We were having not a heated debate, but this was not in the center. It was outside, so I'm a little more... a little more loose than what I say out there, but he was making that point. Well, you know, you just wanted to be born and so on. I said, well, man, you must hate firemen then. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, you know, firemen, you know, they go, people help us, we're dying in here. But before they run in, you're going to stop them and say, hey, are you going to help this kid? Are you going to raise him? Are you going to put him through college? Are you going to get this family groceries?
Are you going to put the
There's
fire
other
out?
People for that, right? So our step is to do the intervention step on the front end. And then to the point you've heard here, yes, we are involved in some of those other steps to the level that the clients will allow us.
Yep.
We don't meet every need, but we need to meet every need we know about.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's a t-shirt right there.
That's where I saw it. So it's he's right behind you.
We don't meet every need, but we meet every need we know about.
Yeah.
I love that. And what an incredible opportunity for people to get involved, right?
Yeah.
Because there are so many different needs that individuals and families have that this is a great place. If people are looking for ministry opportunities, I can't think of any ministry that's right more on the front lines, right? I mean, just right here, boots on the ground, making a difference in the lives of people with the spiritual emphasis of being able to be Christ-centered and changing lives, right? Because it's not just bringing that life into the world. It's, right, making sure that life goes into eternity, knowing Christ. And so you guys get to do all of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cool. We're not just a pregnancy center. We're a Prestonwood, Christ-centered pregnancy center. You get to transform lives, and people have. People have come in here and not gone from just abortion-minded to pro-life, right? But they've gone from death to life. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing.
Some
I love it.
Some of them even end up on staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So cool. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Anything else? Whitney, any last thing you want to share with the parents?
I just think as our clients seem to get younger and younger, one thing that we always hear is they usually haven't shared with their parents yet.
Okay.
And so I have two girls, and so it has definitely changed how Dalton said they have different conversations. Mm. We have to be, as parents, a safe place for our kids.
Yep.
And unfortunately, you know, I mean, I love my parents and they were incredible, but it was like, you know, you don't get pregnant because it's wrong and that's what you don't do. And there's like sort of that fear. And so many kids today have that fear of telling their parents. And it's so funny when they come back and they've actually shared with their parents how, oh, look, they didn't kill you. Mm-hmm. They are going to support you. And are they disappointed? Maybe. And so I think if we as parents, and maybe it's not your kid, but maybe it's your kid's friend that you have to be the safe person for because their parents aren't safe. And so not being afraid to have those hard conversations with them is so vital, because if we're not, who is?
Yep.
And we have to speak truth into our own kids. So,
yeah, that's good. And that's powerful, right? Yeah. Parents do the hard work of parenting, right? I mean, kids are going to make decisions, and whether you like the decisions or don't like the decisions, right, be a place where you can share and be shared with and say, okay, we may have made a mistake, right, but let's not make two mistakes.
Right.
Let's figure out how to support our kids who are in those situations. We can't just push that off and pretend it doesn't exist. It's a reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a great place, right, to get the help and to
have
people walk alongside you, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a parent, right, whose son or daughter, because, you know, I know daughters get pregnant, but sons are part of that process as well. So if your son or daughter, right, are part of a relationship where there is a unplanned pregnancy, right, this is a place to call and not feel the shame of, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a whatever you are, get help, right? Get the truth, get the help for your kids, and then be able to move on. So, because you don't want to make the other decision.
No.
You know? Abortion is a life-ending decision.
It is.
So whether you want to raise the kids, I know we talked about, you know, the three alternatives, right? Adoption is definitely an alternative.
It is.
I know the Chosen Conference, Leanne, you said you were going to be a part of the Chosen Conference, which is focusing on, right, foster care and adoption. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more attention being brought to that. So do you have a little insight you want to make sure our parents know about that?
Yeah, can I add one other thing is if, you know, we are a nonprofit 501c3.
Right.
So your listeners, your parents, I hope they're praying for us and downloading our prayer app so that when abortion determined people are on site, they know to pray.
Yeah.
And that they consider serving. But also, without individual donors, we can't do what we do.
Yeah.
So it's God moving on those hearts to support us. Yes, the Chosen Conference. There is a crisis in our country. Over 400,000 children are in the foster care waiting for homes. Mm. Half of those, I think it's half of those, are looking for their forever home. This is an opportunity for the church to be the church. It is a continuation of our ministry. Mm-hmm. It is a pro-life movement. And so on April 13th, it's a Saturday, all day, we're going to be equipping anyone that wants to come in North Texas or the surrounding states. And there are going to be some incredible speakers and breakout speakers that really are going to address what is adoption, what is fostering, what does this look like. And it may not be your call for you, but there may be other things that you mm-hmm. can be doing that we can, the church, be the church and make sure every child knows that they're wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love it. Can't wait for the conference, but I love what you guys are doing here. And as you said, because you're a 501c3, right? People can give.
Yes.
And it's all tax deductible, all the wonderful things, right? But I think the reality is it's such a great thing to give to because mm-hmm. you can see the impact in the change of people's mm-hmm. lives. And I do. I mean, I want to put this out there, right? I think we need another mobile unit.
I love that.
Right? So I'm just going to tell you, right? When we get that PCA
funded parent, by the PCA
funded by the PCA Lion parents, right? Then, you know, here's the deal. Because you can go to, you know, multiple places. People don't have to just come here, but you can go wherever people are. And I think that's such a beautiful part of this ministry, mm-hmm. right? It's just meeting people wherever they are and you guys being an open door, right? We're here, right? We've got all the tests. We do everything that everybody else is doing, mm-hmm. but we do it with Christ at the center of it.
Right.
And so lives can be changed. So mm-hmm. you guys, here's the deal. You guys keep up the great work. We are going to commit to be praying for you, and supporting you in every way that we can. And hopefully, right, our parents, you'll see a lot more of them around here. And hopefully a lot more of our alumni.
Yes.
So as our alumni graduate, this is a great place for them to get connected and serve as well. So thanks for your time and thanks for sharing with our parents.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you for investing the time to listen to this episode of The Journey. Please take a minute to share with friends and family who will also benefit from this valuable resource. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast app. It is truly our blessing and honor to walk with you on The Journey.